Yo, what's up? This is Sayed Aman. You guys are tuning into From Humble Beginnings, a podcast about the development of a video game that I am making, that I've been making for the past 2 months, called Genesis. Probably subject to change, to be honest. I want a name that's a bit more relatable to other people. I think of, you know, games like Battlefield. That's pretty obvious what the game is about. Or a strategy game like Command & Conquer. Or a game like even Fortnite. Or, there are pretty good names out there. Or God of War, for example. It kind of tells you very, very quickly what the game is about. However, I think of stories like Star Wars, or Halo, or Mass Effect, or Star Trek. I suppose they are sort of cool names that is sort of relatable. I mean, Star Wars, it kind of makes sense. Star Trek, I mean, it's about stars at least. Kind of sounds sci-fi-ish. So I was kind of thinking, should I be making, you know, a name that's completely made up? Because a lot of stories are mysterious in that way. Like, for example, Lord of the Rings, for example. But even that name kind of, I guess, is a bit more relatable than Genesis, which kind of has no meaning to it. I just came up with that name and just decided to call it that. So I really want to change the name to something else. If any of you guys have any suggestions, you guys know how to contact me, whether it's on social media or on Twitch or my Discord channel, preferably. So I am looking for a name for the game. I don't have any at the moment, but that's one topic. Another topic I want to talk about is, it's been wild, guys. It's been wild. We got 200 viewers. 200 viewers. 200 people watching me play a game. Watching Genesis. Watching Genesis in its beauty, in its progress. That was absolutely amazing for me, because I have essentially the game is being exposed. The game, people are becoming more aware of the video game, of the fact that there's somebody trying to make this video game, and people are following, and people are, you know, providing feedback. And I think that's extremely important for this game's success. So 200 viewers, that was extremely wild. I totally did not expect it. And there's a lesson that I learned from that. There's a lesson that I learned from Gary Vaynerchuk. It's, you need to be making content every day. Because the reason why I got those 200 viewers wasn't because I grew that organically, really. It wasn't even an organic moment. I'm getting anywhere from 8 to 20 viewers. But that day, it was 200 viewers. The reason was, there was this really famous streamer with about 18,000 people watching. He decided to change his game category from World of Warcraft to game development. And when he did that, and he ended his stream, a good, let's say, 10% of his viewers decided to click on the game development channel, and I was the first person there. Why was I the first person there? Well, I've been much more committed than a lot of the game developers out there inside that category. So when I'm in there, usually I'm the top one, and Twitch ranks you by viewers. So usually I'm having, you know, anywhere from 8 to like 20 people watching at any moment. So when somebody was, when the World of Warcraft guy decided to go on game development and ended his stream, he had a sudden influx of about 200 people that joined the stream, and that completely blew my pants off. Today, the same thing happened, and I wasn't on. And one of my friends, because I like to stay connected with the game development community and all the other Twitch streamers, we've come to know each other, and I'm supporting them a big ton. I'm auto-hosting them and everything like that. You know, building relationships. Now I finally understand the concept of building relationships and networking. It's extremely important. I didn't really understand why or how, but now that I kind of, you know, I'm making a game, those building those relationships is extremely important with the community, with your followers, with the people who respect you and who are watching you, and with other people who are doing the same thing and potentially their future competitors. Well, I don't consider them competitors because, well, they're not competitors. I don't know why people consider them as competitors. Dude, if they succeed, then I succeed. You know what I mean? Like, if I succeed, they succeed. I have absolutely no sort of greediness when it comes to sharing my successes with other people. I think it's perfectly amazing and awesome, and I don't see why people become greedy and selfish and stuff like that. I want them to succeed. I want their games to be successful. And that is a huge, I guess you could say, motto or theme for my community or my Twitch stream. I'm very much a game development stream and community. I'm actually helping out other game developers everywhere in the world. And I really am. Like, really, really am. Like, for example, in my Discord server, I have a community section called Community. And there, I let people openly advertise their games. So if any of you guys are watching or listening, I mean, more like listening to this podcast, and if you're a game developer or you're working for a game company that's an indie game or needs some support and playtesters, come along and advertise your game. If you need playtesters, a bunch of playtesters in my community that are more than happy to play your game. And if you're a Twitch streamer, and if you're making games, then just let me know and I'm going to auto-host you. If you guys don't know what auto-hosting is, essentially it means when I'm offline, my video redirects, my stream redirects people to somebody else's stream. So, really, I really care about all these game developers out there, and I really want them to be successful, to make the dreams come true. I want to be that sort of inspiration for others, because making games isn't easy, man. I've seen people in my community who are in need of a little push, a little inspiration, a little I can do it. And I think just watching somebody and watching the game grow, and you can relate with them. Like, you know, I'm just a normal guy. You know, I'm not like, I don't have millionaire parents. I don't have, you know, I'm not a privileged white male, but I'm still making it. I'm working on it. I'm grinding it every single day. And I have results in numbers. In numbers. Like, I can actually show the results to people. The game is improving. The viewage is improving. The followage is improving. Everything's improving. And that inspires people. I was born to immigrant parents. I dropped out of university. I was a 9-to-5 person, just like a lot of other people. Like, I hope that people can relate to me and they can see that, look, I'm not, I'm starting from the ground. I'm starting from ground zero. That's my story. And I feel like people relate to stories. If you think about Apple, why do you buy Apple? It represents something, right? When you think of Apple, what do you think of? A little bit of prestige, a little bit of, you feel luxurious, you feel a little bit of vanity. Not really vanity, you have a little bit of hipster feeling as well behind it. A little bit of, you know, wealthiness. It's a status symbol. You know, it's American. You get what I mean? There's a meaning behind Apple. Why don't people buy Samsung as often? Because Samsung's meaning, Samsung makes good phones. Good phones. In my opinion, even better than iPhone. the phone itself, the hardware, the technology has always been better than iPhones. Google, same thing. But what does Apple represent that all these companies don't represent? Apple represents a story, creativity, innovation, hipster, America. Well, American, not America, but American company, you know? That holds some weight to it because our country is so amazing. A whole lot of different things. You know, you think of iPod, you think of a company that totally changed the modern world that we live in. It holds some weight to it, and for that reason, this story is really important to my game. Because when people play this game, they will think of my story. They will think of the story that people can relate to. It's of a entrepreneur, a game developer, a creative person, a person who didn't have any sort of privileges except for amazing, amazing, amazing parents and an amazing family and a loving mom and dad. That's my greatest asset right there. That's my greatest asset. I was born healthy. I was born to amazing parents. I was born in America. I have a trillion, more than a trillion things that I'm grateful for. And I definitely don't want to say that I'm not special in that regard. I am special, and a lot of the people who are listening are special because you're born in America. And I don't want to just be ungrateful and be a douchebag and say, oh, well, I am, I totally didn't get any privileges. Yes, I did get privileges, and I'm grateful for that. And I don't want to say I did this all by myself, because no, if it wasn't for my parents coming to America, then I probably wouldn't have made this game, because entrepreneurship isn't really acceptable in third world countries, really, or in my family, in my parents' home country. It's not really heard of, not much. That's what you do in America. But that's the story, man. The message, the story, the symbol, the brand, it needs to hold something. Right now, the brand is in my name, and that's why I didn't make a Genesis Instagram account. That's why I didn't make a Genesis Facebook account, because right now, the symbol, the brand is myself, because it is very much a very personal, personal endeavor, and as well as a game, and I feel like that personal brand can be successful. I feel like it can. It's definitely risky. It definitely hasn't really been done that much before, except let's say think of celebrities or those kind of people. But I feel like it can. I mean, I don't really want to make the game around myself, but I want to be there somewhere in that story, because I feel like people can relate to me. I feel like people can relate. You know, somebody brown person, and a Bangladeshi American in New York. There's tons of people like that. I'm just 22 years old. There's like a whole lot of other people. People can relate to me, and I feel like that's one of the reasons why people will play this game. Another reason, I mean, I still feel like that's not good enough. It's not good enough. It needs to be better. There's so much more to improve. It's not just personal brand, and I feel like personal brand isn't good enough. Personal brand is there, yeah, whatever. It's there. Okay, I got that. But there needs to be something a bit more than just the personal brand. I need Genesis itself to take off. I need it to have its own sort of life and presence. I want it to have its own, maybe even detach from me entirely. You know, I feel like, for example, I think of Gary Vaynerchuk's VaynerMedia, and or Apple or Google. You know, they have essentially separated from their founders. In fact, I mean, I guess you could say that Apple is still Steve Jobs. People can still relate to Steve Jobs or think of Steve Jobs when they think of Apple. You know, that's one of the reasons why people buy Apple. They think of Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is a pretty cool character. So yeah, I'm just experimenting, guys. I mean, clearly, what I'm saying right here is not 100%, you know, working. Not 100%. I know that'll work. I'm experimenting, and I think that's really important in entrepreneurship. You just need to try, man. You just need to try, and that's what I'm doing. I'm just trying. I don't know if this is gonna work. I don't know if that's gonna work. But the fact is, I'm determined, and it doesn't matter if I fail. I'm not afraid of failure. I'm not afraid of failure. I'm not afraid that this game is gonna get shat upon. Like, okay, and what? You know what I mean? Like, okay, you shat on my game, and thank you for shitting on my game, because I love it. I love when you guys shit on my game, because it's giving me feedback on how to improve the game. I want that feedback. Hopefully it's constructive feedback and not something like asshole-ish. But hopefully it's a constructive feedback. But yeah, I mean, I'm not afraid of failure. I'm not afraid that this game is gonna fail. I mean, yes, of course I have that fear, but the thing is, I am so used to and so comfortable with failure that it doesn't really bother me much. I look at it like I have nothing to lose. Seriously, I don't. And this is all the other entrepreneurs out there. What do you have to lose, guys? If this game doesn't work out on December 15th, then I go back to my 9-to-5 job and work on it in the morning and the night. So what? Nothing changes. The game's not gonna stop. No way the game's gonna stop. That's not gonna stop. That's no problem. The game is practically free to make. Like, there's barely any costs in making Genesis. Barely any money. That's how amazing it is. Unreal Engine is free. There's just a few costs. But the thing is, at this point, the Twitch stream is actually supporting me. And it's paying for itself. The income, and I'm just so grateful for those supporters of my Twitch stream. You have guys like Greg and Relsec and Wolfgang Blitz, and a lot of these guys I just know by their usernames. Some of them I know by their real names, but they've been an amazing support for me. And at this point, the game can fund itself. It's insane. I mean, the Twitch stream, the income that the Twitch stream is getting, I can put it directly into subscriptions for Photoshop and all these other things. It's quite fascinating. I literally have nothing to lose. It's time. But at the same time, I don't consider it time wasted even. People try to say, oh, you're gonna waste time. No, I'm not gonna waste it. You're calling this progress, this once in a lifetime opportunity of making a video game, of all the experience you've grown, you've gained from it, all the marketing knowledge and the development knowledge, and you're hireable. You're hireable. All you game developers out there, you think you adding this project to your resume isn't going to be something that's worth it for other companies? Of course it is. Rockstar is going to be like, damn, this guy is really dedicated. Look at him. He's making his own game. This is why you guys have nothing to lose. You guys have nothing to lose. Your resume can be your freaking YouTube channel, man. Your Twitch channel. It's nuts. You have nothing to lose. What are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of making your own game? You have nothing to be afraid of. I have nothing to be afraid of. What's the worst case scenario? I get back to my 9-to-5. It's not even that big of a deal. I mean, yes, it's kind of excruciatingly painful. And yes, I need to send resumes and interview people. But I feel like I have a lot of weight on my resume now, especially because I've been a senior software engineer before. And I have made progress in my video game. I mean, there's no lose here. It's a win-win situation here. And that's why I feel like all you guys should work on your career, man. It doesn't matter if you quit your 9-to-5. or work on your 9 to 5. You know, working a 9 to 5 for me and my, for me at least, and for a lot of people, I'm sure, is not the worst thing in the world. I'm getting money to support the game. You know, the company's paying me money, and I can support my family and stuff like that. I mean, it's good. It relieves the pressure, a little bit of pressure away from me, because I'm not worried anymore about not supporting my family. So again, both is good. There's this pros and cons to being a full-time game developer and a full-time software engineer. I prefer a full-time game developer, of course. I love it. It's amazing. I wish and I really hope, and I pray to God, pray to Allah, that I get to do this my whole life. You guys, I know some of you guys know me personally, and maybe you guys have seen me in school. I know there's a lot of people who know me in person in school. You probably don't remember somebody who was really excited, really energetic. Maybe you do. I can't really remember too much about what kind of person I was in university or school, but maybe you didn't see anything special in me, because I wasn't really there. I wasn't really present. I didn't enjoy it. School isn't my thing. I hate school. I absolutely hate it. And I think I need to work on my hatred towards it, because I feel like I need to forgive school. I need to forgive school for its crimes against a whole lot of entrepreneurs like myself. And they are crimes. But I feel like I need to forgive school at some point, man. But you might hear a theme. I am not the best fan, the biggest fan of school. I'm not the biggest fan of 9 to 5s either. But I see the pros and cons of it. I see the pros of school. And I see the pros of a 9 to 5. But the thing is, if you want to be a game developer, if you want your own video game, if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to be anything really, you just got to work at it. Like, it doesn't matter if you're a student. It doesn't matter if you're a full-time student or a full-time entrepreneur. The point is, you don't let go of your dreams. That's the thing. That's why I have nothing to lose. You get it? I hope you guys understand. Whether I'm a 9 to 5, whether I'm a student, whether I'm a hobo, whether I'm a whatever, that game is still going to be in my heart, and that game is still going to be something that I'm going to be streaming every single day. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The game is going to be a success, God willing. That's all I have to say. And I have a lot of things to say. And hopefully I can do these podcasts a bit more. And hopefully you guys like this podcast. This is Sayed Aman. And this is From Humble Beginnings. Peace out, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.